one Sunday at Great Grand's. Okay.
I guess what I'm thinking about are some of the things you did for, some of the social things that you did coming up, recreation type things.
I remember we did things going to a dance hall, they were just in the cities, those things we heard. But occasionally, families would give a dance, and then when they would move all the furniture out of one room, and all the neighbors would come with their children. They put all the little ones, the babies, in another room. They would dance and visit and laugh and have fun. There wasn't any such thing as fighting and drinking. It was all family. Mm-hmm. That was one thing I remember.
Was it square dance type?
Square dance mostly. Now occasionally they did a thing called crystallification something. It was right pretty. But of course we had never heard of brown dancing. Mm-hmm. In fact, we thought the world was coming to an end, you know, for sure. Brown dancing came in. But it was mostly square dancing. But it was, I remember my mother and daddy going across the woods to a house, and he had me on his shoulder and she and my brother are vice versa. And they went across the woods to a dance.
Would y'all like something?
And the young people would get together on the wagon, and we'd go, and that would have us go to church, riding back and forth and courting with you, sweetie. That was one thing that I remember we enjoyed so much.
And did you have something like a fall festival, or spring festival, or fair, town fair?
When I was young, we had fairs, and they were truly fairs. They had all kinds of rides, and the gypsies told the fortunes, and the little gypsy children running up and down the fairground, colorful clothes. I haven't seen a fair like that. You'd have to go to a large city to see one as big as they would have, even here in Donaldsonville.
And that fair came to Jakin, or it came to?
We had one of the nicest things. We had the Chautauqua.
Who was it?
Came to Jakin. I don't know why. Maybe it came to Donaldsonville. I don't know. But I know it came to Jakin, and I was good with school in the country, and when they would come, the teacher would dismiss school one day for all the children. It was, the Chautauqua was considered educational, and they have lectures and beautiful songs, and they played the piano. It was a tent show or anything like that. And everybody went to the talk when it came to. But stay to the three
years.
Those things went out.
He has.
He
lived right
there. Ma'am? Oh, I'm in school about that stuff. Yes, ma'am. Now, was that, so that wasn't, was it like livestock and
talk?
Yeah, and what exactly
no,
was it?
No, it was just one big tent that was just an educational program. I remember, I think the first time I ever heard the song Humoresque. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard it? What is that? It's a little something like glowworm.
Oh, yeah. Shiny glowworm.
Yeah. And a woman played that on it. And it is sang, talk, you know, and it was nothing like a fair. Just strictly an educational display. Good program. Good entertainment. Oh, and we went in swimming. We went on moonlight picnics. The girls fixed up sandwiches. And whatever boy she was going with. And we would go. And it had to be a moonlight because we went down Steep Bluff. You know where that is?
Kirkland's Creek.
Like the Steep Bluff isn't there such now, you know.
Yeah.
But a lot of them was such a nice place to go to. Spread out.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Sorry.
You swimming at night?
No, we didn't long time ago, but we went. I said I was baptized at the Steep Bluff and on the church. And,
and you I said
I probably went to heaven the next day. But it was such. We didn't have a pool. Couldn't do that service at the church because we didn't have one. But, several of us were. And we, since it was in the cold, since we had to be baptized in the country, in the pool outside, well, the preacher didn't, you know, sometimes you would save up. If you join the church in the winter,
you had to wait till spring.
Too cold, don't you? But they did. They were kind of, you remember that. They got a lot of people.
I
was
wondering if they'll call back.
That's what I said.
But we have those kind of calls. Nobody, if you got there, they don't answer.
Let me see.
Oh, I had them home too.
When you had the regular fair, the fair with the livestock kind of the county fair kind of thing, did you have, is that where you had entertainment or what kind of things happened at that fair? And was it twice a year or was it
once a year after, in the fall, after the farmers had gathered seed and they had a little money? In fact, we had in our community, we had called a community fair, but people came from everywhere to that fair, and all the farmers out there took their livestock and their hay, and the women put bonnets and aprons and then of course canned stuff and. We had what we called a literary society at that had nothing to do with the fair. But anyway, men, lawyers came out there and debated subjects that were really of interest, you know, not children have.
Right.
But professors, lawyers came out and debated.
They didn't look like they
did. People came from everywhere to it was a well-known community at the time I was little.
And that
we'd have plays, and it was all hometown.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, a lot of people died. Now, we still have a community get-together once a month that actually, in a way, stems from back then. But we just, for a while, we we had a house. We found a place. And we ate all come together once a month and ate that. And then the house community did that. So we began eating one another's homes. Then we got nobody was eating.
Nobody was coming?
No, oh yes, they would come.
But they didn't want to fix?
No, we were just, didn't want to put them in the kitchen.
Right.
And so now we eat once a month. We eat out all together. But sometime we go to, out to Bainbridge. So, but there's so many older ones now. We eat out here.
And downstairs.
And actually that is, comes from that when I was 10 years old. And that was, I said it was so interesting to people. And one of my friends and I, well, a part of the time I was over to, because she and I had a little, well, you've seen me with a scrap over the box and set of popcorn. Well, anyway, she and I, that was out of time. We sold a little pen that said pine needle packed fair. And I don't know why on earth, but I didn't think I had one of them.
Yeah.
We sold that for the, and we walked around among the boys, and they were going to take your pen and walk on the floor. But she and I sold those things. I wish I had one. That would be a real souvenir. So much that was clean. And so the older and the younger could join in.
Yeah.
Everybody was there. But we never had fights.
She had a little cook, and she had a little cook.
Well, like, did it, other things never, she said, never happened.
She said she got word on that.
Not enough. This has nothing to do with that, but I have often thought even people, my children's age, and certain sounds, you would never hear. You would never hear a cow fail. There was a lead cow, everybody had, you know, the one out in the woods.
Right.
And they would tie a bell around one of them. And then in the late in the evening, the children would get on the horse or the mule, and you'd ride out through the woods to bring your cows home. And that was always fun because we'd stop and eat wild roses and whatever. You come up and that, you could hear that cow's bell tinkling off somewhere, and you'd go and drive them home.
Yeah, so you didn't have it, they weren't fenced in anywhere?
No.
People just knew their own cattle?
Each farmer had a little notch in
the ear.
And hogs too.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and we always fed our cows, even when they came up. And that they would come up for feed. And well, they just knew they were supposed to come up at night. I think you have no idea how pretty it sounded late, even I can hear that cowbell.
And she could sing,
so many things.
She could sing, his eyes on sparrow.
And we never hear of screech owl.
That is a beautiful song, but the way she sang it, so
important. And the hoot owl. And you heard those, haven't you?
I thought that was bad. Somebody was going to die. Owl calling your name.
The screech owl, yeah. I remember one time, my brother and I, the one lit in the magnolia tree right in front of the house, just before dark. And my brother and I were afraid of it, and Mama was going to kill it. And she shot and just tore her hand like that off. You know, the gun kicked. Before she shot the owl. I wish she'd have been better off if we'd let the thing. I can remember the looks. But one of those, a lot of those sound like sounds when we used to sit on the porch. Little boy, you probably did that. Little birds going to sleep up there. Listen, have you ever seen a wild beast? Have you ever heard wild geese?
They're rare.
Okay.
They're rare, but I have them fixed.
They always say.
And she sees Mandy.
One night, this has to be before my husband has nothing to do with it. But my daughter called me to go down, called us to go down and sit with her daughter because her husband had to take him to the top. So we went, and Jennifer was sick, so they didn't want to bring her up to Abilene. And they were not stayed until about almost 11 o'clock. And then just walked down to her house because it was beautiful right now. And when we come back up to the house, I just happened to look on the, is it the comb of the house, the very top of it, and right back of that house, the harvest moon is shining, and right across that, there's a blossom rose. We watched it, went over into the magnolia tree and disappeared. If you don't believe, you would not believe that was a pretty possum, but it was. See, nobody would ever describe a possum as being pretty.
Thank you for talking to me.